Thanks, Kevin. 8:32. I'm Scotty O. Good morning. I've got a guest in the studio this morning. Her name is Tara Lee Wood. She is the, and I have it written down here, the interim acting executive director for the Port Hawkesbury Literacy Council. Well, Tara Lee, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
Second of all, what does that mean?
What does my title mean?
Yeah, what does your title mean? The interim acting director for the Port Hawkesbury Literacy Council. What does the PHLC do?
So, to answer the first question, okay. I'm filling in for the executive director for the Literacy Council this year.
Okay.
And the Port Hawkesbury Literacy Council is a community learning organization,
mm-hmm.
which operates under the umbrella of the Nova Scotia School for Adult Learning.
Okay.
And we do adult education courses for free.
Free.
A variety of courses, yeah.
For free. So is this for people that have got their GED or they're looking to get their GED or are looking to surpass that when it comes to adult learning?
We have a variety of programs and we are able to accept people who have different levels of education.
Okay.
When I say variety of programs, we have an ALP level 1, level 2, kind of touch on level 3. So what that means...
What's ALP?
Adult Learning Program.
Okay.
Level 1, level 2, touch on level 3. So level 4 is offered at the Nova Scotia Community College.
Okay.
And so the Adult Learning Program would touch on English communication skills, math. It delves into, you know, social studies and science and, mm-hmm. and that a little bit. It's kind of blended in with the communications aspect of it. But the ALP program would be for anybody who's looking to work toward their Nova Scotia diploma for adults,
yep.
like a high school diploma, which you would need if you were going on to university.
Mm-hmm.
But that program is also open to anybody that's just looking to brush up on their skills. So if we have parents, for example, that struggle to help their child with homework, if you've got somebody...
I think we all do. Let's be real. This is parent.
Ever-changing system.
Right? I think we all... are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that brought that in. Okay, so continue.
Sometimes people just need to brush up on their skills if they're getting ready to go back to work.
Yeah.
We have a lot of newcomers to Canada, a lot of newcomers to this area.
Mm-hmm.
We do welcome newcomers. They need to be proficient in speaking and listening in English in order to attend our classes. But sometimes they need to work on their grammar, their spelling, their punctuation,
yeah.
comprehension, those type of things, because
for sure.
they have to write English tests, proficiency tests, mm-hmm. before they can do citizenship.
But this isn't an English as a second language course.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just making sure.
No, it is not. There are other programs in town that offer those classes for these learners,
fair.
But we can kind of help them fine tune their English skills to mm-hmm. get them ready for testing. And these skills translate directly to efficiency on the job and workplace safety.
And the Port Hawkesbury Literacy Council is located where? Like, where can people come in and find you?
We are down at 305 Granville Street, lower level, so around the back of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be the green building that is right where you turn down to the government wharf.
Gotcha.
Right, around the back of the building, yeah.
Gotcha. And, I know where that is. If yeah. you don't know where that is,
so again. There's a lot of things that we're offering down there besides
yeah.
the ALP. We do GED preparation classes as well.
Okay.
So when people think GED or general education development, a lot of people think of it as grade 12 equivalency.
Mm-hmm. Is not?
It is.
Okay.
It's accepted as a grade 12 equivalency.
Yeah.
So, for example, the trade school, a lot of their courses are trades. Their only requirement or their basic requirement for entry is to have grade 12 or an equivalency like GED
okay.
is accepted. Some of the trades you do need more specific academic courses, if you will. So you might have to take like a grade 12 academic course for some of the trades, but the
gotcha.
Majority will let you in with a GED prep. And so the GED tests are actually written out at NSCC.
Okay.
But we can help you prepare for them. There's 5 tests. There's mm-hmm. reading, writing, math, social studies, science.
Okay.
And of note, the GED is actually being phased out this year.
What?
So, yeah, it ends in May. I think it's May 3rd.
Okay.
And it's being replaced by another test after that. Still kind of in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what that means. I'm sure that the GED will still be accepted for those that already have it. But for those who don't complete their GED in that time frame, I don't know if they're going to lose all progress or if it'll kind of be grandfathered in and count toward the new test. We do encourage people to try to finish up their GED if they're still kind of hanging in the wings and haven't finished it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to discourage people who haven't started yet that have been thinking about it because, not to toot our own horns, but we've had a lot of students come in and complete their GED in no time, like a couple of months.
Yeah.
So it is possible. And I mean, if it didn't happen, there, we've been told that a lot of the information that you'd be learning for the GED tests will also kind of translate into studying for the new test that's coming out. We also do computer classes for adults who need some technology skills. So it touches on Windows 10, Windows 11, laptops, Chromebooks, iPads, a little bit of, you know, smartphone technology.
Yeah.
And there's a wide, you know, variety of topics that we cover there,
and too. And they kind of all overlap, too, right?
Yeah,
between
absolutely.
Laptop, desktop, smartphone technology. Yeah. Talking with Tara Lee Wood this morning from the Port Hawkesbury Literacy Council about upgrading yourself or maybe someone you know that might need some assistance to get to the next step and gets to the next level. The Port Hawkesbury Literacy Council can help you out. Mm-hmm. Now, how can people get a hold of you to get that help?
So they can reach me at 902-625-1599. Yep. Or they could email me at Port Hawkesbury Literacy Council at gmail.com.
Okay.
Or they could drop in and see me at the office. So it's at 305 Granville Street, around the back, lower level of the building.
There's a sign there, too.
There is a sign there.
No problem.
Yeah, we're working on getting some new signs for the door. it's pretty easy to find. You just look for the green building as you turn down to the Government Wharf, and we're around the lower level back of the building, and they can come on in.
And they can help you at the Port Hawkesbury Literacy Council, get you ready for your next step of your education journey, whatever that may be. Final thoughts, last words.
Final thoughts. So the program is open to adults who are 18 years of age and older.
Okay.
You must be a resident in Nova Scotia, must be a Canadian citizen or permanent resident, or have... I guess, like, refugee status or protected person status.
Okay.
You must not be currently registered in another program.
Mm-hmm.
You must be proficient in speaking and listening in English. And also, for anybody who's interested in the GED program, you must not have a high school diploma already. And just a reminder that our programs are free. They are funded by the Nova Scotia Department of Skills, Immigration, and Labor, and we do fundraising every fall. So the courses and all of the supplies that you would need are 100% free.
All included.
Yep.
All included in your free price.
And we are actively recruiting right now. We need some learners. So if you are interested, get in touch and I can certainly help you out.
Or if you know someone that might need assistance or is looking to upgrade their learning and their education, feel free to get a hold of the Port Hawkesbury Literacy Council. Tara Lee, thanks for coming in this morning.